Oh, hello again, Lechol Yedidenu HaYikorim. Wonderful to be able to hopefully share a few words with everybody. Hopefully everybody in a healthy state, in a good state, Be'ez Hashem. I'd just like to share with you a little taich that I once heard in a few words in Nishmas, which are very relevant to the inyan of Chaloyim Le'aleinu, coming and going by, Be'ez Hashem. There's a phrase that we say in Ishmas, which refers to all the various toivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, all the difficulties which HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from, and all the toivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And one of the things we refer to is, Barov Zantonu, Ubesovo Kilkaltonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us, gives us sustenance, provides for us, Midever Milatutonu, saves us from Dever, Umechaloim Roim Veneemonim Dilisonu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers us, he saves us from Chaloim Roim Veneemonim. Chaloim Roim means severe, difficult illnesses, Cholila Lealeinu. But what does the word Neemonim mean? What Chaloim Neemonim? Faithful, Neemonim simply is translated as something being faithful, something being Neemon to what, to who? So I once heard a beautiful taich. Ne'emonim means that all the chaloim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, cholila lo'yaleinu, are ne'emon, the faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to go, they stop, and they can stop immediately and spontaneously by the word of Hashem. Just like when they're told to come, cholila, they come al pi Hashem, but they are also ne'emon, not to prolong, not to be any longer, not to affect any longer than HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do so. And they have a ne'emonus in their mission to stop at any time. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says stop, that's when they stop. They don't linger any longer than the word of Hashem tells them to do so. And I hope that Be'ez Hashem, with that taich of ne'emonim, we should be able to see that the cessation of the very difficult period of machal, which is around us, it's still around us, but Be'ez Hashem, it should no longer affect us, and Be'ez Hashem, it should no longer be around us. And we should see the ne'emonus, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ne'emonus of Choloim, to be able to stop immediately Be'ez Hashem. A taich I'd like to share with the Tzibur Yedideinu HaChoshev, something in Parshas Behar and something in Parshas B'chukosai. There are inyonim which we referred to in the past, but it's something which it's always kedai for us to share. I think of the Tzibur and I remember this inyon of Behar, this inyon of B'chukosai. The first thing I'd like to remind us of and share with you again, we've been kovei a little bit the seder of these words on the parasha to do with the Sefer HaChinuch, and I'd like to quote a Sefer HaChinuch again on this week's parasha. There are a number of things which are very worthwhile looking up and quoting, but we don't have opportunity to see many of them. But there's just one mitzvah I'd like to share with all of you, and that's based on the posuk about the mitzvah of Yovel in this week's parasha. We know when Yovel comes about, there are halachas that everything that's been sold, generally all the achuza which has been sold during the years of the 50 years up until Yovel has to revert to its owner, original owner. And also there's a halacha that all the avodim, the eved ivri, they all become free in the year of Yovel. The Torah tells us a very interesting mitzvah about blowing the shofar in Yovel. Pasuk in Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Tes says, V'havarto, Shofar Trua b'chodesh Hashvi, that there's a mitzvah of sounding the shofar on Yom Kippur in Yovel. In fact, many of the halachas of Tkiyas Shofar, which apply annually on Rosh Hashanah, are learned from the mitzvah of Yovel. The pasuk in Rosh Hashanah tells us very little about the mitzvah. It doesn't even tell us that a shofar is to be used. Yom Trua, Zichron Trua. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah learns various of the halachas of shofar from the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar in Yovel, the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The shofar of Havarato, Taviru, tells us that we need to do a tkiya and then a tru and a tkiya again afterwards. But like a part of it, we have to understand what is the inyan of the mitzvah of shofar in the year of Yovel. What are the blowing a shofar for? So I'd just like to share with you the words of the Chinuch. There are many different suggestions amongst the Rishonim, amongst the Mefarshim, about what this shofar comes to indicate. It doesn't seem to be a time of shofar. But I want to share with you what the Chinuch says. I want to go directly to these few words. If you, for those who have a chinuch available, they look to take a mitzvah shin lamed aleph, which is this mitzvah of tkiyas shofar in the shnas hayovel. And I'm going to go straight to the Sherosh HaMitzvah, which is what we like to share on some of the inyonim of the parasha. Sherosh HaMitzvah is the inyan, the time, the source of what the Torah perhaps meant with this mitzvah. And he says the following, Lefi sheyadua, ki koil ha-shofar to'orer lev ha-odom, to'orer lev b'nei odom, im l'sholem, im l'mulchama. The shofar has a koyach to be able to focus people's minds. On various, we know sometimes it's Mulchama, we need a shofar. That's what in your Rosh Hashanah is, to focus a person's mind. It calls a person to think about something. And then he goes on to say, the inyan shiluach ha'eved, she'oved es adonov's man rav, kosher ma'oid be'ine adonov. For a master to be able to let his eved ivri free is something difficult for him to do. He's become reliant on him. There's no reason why all of a sudden in Yovel he should just walk out. Just scot-free, closes the door, walks out the front door and he goes. He has to let him go. And it's difficult for him. He served him. He's become his house manager. Looks after the various parts of all his, whatever it is, whether it's his kitchen, he does his, looks after the rest of the laundry, he manages his affairs, whatever that medivri does. He takes care of everything and he's become used to be able to rely on him, and all of a sudden he just walks out. Al-Kain, lo'ore lev habriyos, al-ho'inyan, ulachazik nafshom. So the chinuch explains that the Torah wanted to give a person, the compassion of the Torah wanted to do something which makes it easier for a person to allow his avodim to go. And to do it without hard feelings, and to allow him to do it without difficulty. So how are we going to do it? Going to lose his effort. Not going to replace him so easily just now. Ulechazek nafshom, in order to be mechazek them in this inyan. Ulehazhiram ala mitzvah b'shomom es koil ha-shofar. The koil ha-shofar will help them do so. Why? Bira'osam ki dova ha-shovahu b'chol ha-oretz. V'shehakoil oisim kein. Nitztavinu al zeh. When they hear the sign of the shofar going on outside in town through the Bezdin, they'll realize that everybody else is also connected to this mitzvah. The shofar outside tells us that everybody is part of this chiyuv, and all everybody collectively is going to be meshachar their avodim. And therefore, he says that this is something which makes it so much easier for a person to be able to do. Why? She'ein dovah. And these are the words of the chinuch which I'd like to remind ourselves on. Always to bear in mind, she'ein dovar she'yechazek libos b'nei adam. There is nothing which has the power to be mechazek anybody in any inyan, k'moy ma'aseh harabim, as much as the deeds that everybody does. If everybody else is involved in this, other people are doing it, that gives me the biggest encouragement and ability to be able to do anything which I need to do, which I should be doing. It directs me towards what needs to be done. That's what the Kirch of the Rabbim has. Which is an amazing insight in the Chinuch and something important and very relevant to us in this times and in all times. The Torah wanted the sound of the Shofar and Yovel to make it easy for everybody to realize we're sending away an Eved, and it's difficult for me to do so, but if I'm realizing that everybody else is doing the same, so Maaseh Rabbim, if other people can do it, there are other people who may be more reliant on their avodim, the people who have more avodim than I have, and everybody else in this situation, and every kulam ke'echod, everybody does the same avodah together, that makes it a lot easier, that's b'chazak, everybody else to be able to do it. It's an amazing loshen, she'ein dovo she'yechazak libis b'nei odom k'bei Maaseh Rabbim. You know what it means to say? You can have people, you can have darshonim, rabbonim, mashgichim, people to give musa, people to give chizuk. But the greatest power of chizuk is Maaseh Rabbim. If other people are doing it, other people are involved, other people are taking this on and they're being mechazek themselves, that itself has the greatest influence and koyach of affecting everybody else to be able to do the same. Be'emes, it's a very important inyan klolistik in avodas Hashem. You know, sometimes whatever it is, Be'ez Hashem will get to shul in the morning. Sometimes it's difficult for us to be able to get out. It's a daf design on time. But if there are other people who are doing it, this is my Maaseh Rabbim, we're not the only one. And others have been mechazik themselves in this, and perhaps with even a more meaningful way of getting up earlier, being mechazik their sedorim, the mechazik, whatever it may be. So the Maaseh Rabbim, that influences us and that affects others. And bifrat, bizmanenu onu, when a lot of us are suffering difficulties, and it's getting a little bit long, this period is becoming a bit extended, longer than we would have liked, and our having to manage Betzimtzum within our houses, with others around, etc., is challenging. Oh, but we have to be aware, Ein dover shechazik b'mayis harabim. It's an Indian which everybody, the whole of Klal Yisrael, not just in our town, not just in our country, in the ganze Welt, the chol olam kuloi, people locked up in the houses, locked up with their families, the people are not able to get out, and they have to manage themselves in circumstances, which is what the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us for these times. Although if you look at other people who may have more difficulties than us, smaller accommodation, larger families, different kind of difficulties, more duress in Yonah for Parnosa. And that's a geraltige chizuk in which we understand this is the way we bear it, with the greatest kind of oifen of understanding, a chizuk, is Maisa Rabim. I just want to be moisif from this chiduk, which we can say a great chizuk. Maisa Rabim, on the one hand, sometimes when we struggle in Inyan, but we know that it's Maisa Rabim, everybody's in this avodah together, so that gives us the ability, the koyach, to be able to bear it, and be able to faket, be mekabel it, barotzen. Besides for that, we see also the other side of this. Everybody who himself is mechazik in whichever inyan is not just the chizuk for himself, but to influence his others. It gives other people a koyach to be able to get through and to do things better. If I do things better, I don't things better only for myself. I don't need to be a shpigiach and I don't need to be a rov to influence others. I can influence others simply by my own maisim, because my maisim then becomes the greatest ability to give other people the koyach to do so, because once I've done it, and other people becomes maisei achirim, which is mashpia and gives ability to others to be able to follow. So that's a very important insight of the chinuch. Ein dover shechazik libis b'nei adam. If you're struggling, have an inyan, but look around you, there are others who have a difficulty similar to you and maybe more le'aleinu, and they're still managing, and they're being mechazed themselves, and they're smiling the way through. That's the way that Klal Yisrael have to bear any inyan, and that's the inyan of the shofar punkt in yovel, to be mechazed, to help people, to be able to be meshachar avodim freely and happily. Yeah, I'm going to say another inyan, and I think for some of you, I can already see the smiles that are going to come, that your smiles and smirks, and when I'm going to mention this Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, it's one of the ones that I cannot mention enough. It's something which we have to chaz and remind ourselves of, and know Baal Peh already, as many of you may do in Parshas B'chukosai. B'chukosai, we know, say Techonei, the Parash of B'chukosai Teilecho, V'Tzvoisai Tishmeru. There's an inyan of Amelim B'Toyras, a Gevalti Gebroch, as Rashi explains. Amelus, when things come a little bit more difficult for us, and we try to apply our minds. Melech Techarayin in Agemora. We try to be mechazik the seder. We don't allow ourselves to be disrupted and disturbed whilst we're learning. The amelus b'toyra, the brochas of amelus b'toyra, incredible. Allah brochas of inyoni shefa in the world, even for those where the makor of something doesn't seem to be possible. And as Rashi says, that even at ilan srak is mighty peiris, even those inyoni which we don't see a mocking for atzlocha, amelus b'toyra can unlock that. But what I'd like to share is the other end, the henshach ha'parashim peiruk chavov posuk yudalet. The imloisish meuli, the Torah says, if you don't listen, veloisasu, and you're not mekayim, es kol mitzvahs, cholila the klolas, and that's the toichach of this week's parasha. In this pasuk again, it's the repetition of the words which bother Chazal. What does loisish meuli, veloisasu? What are the two things referring to? The imloisish meuli means you're not keeping the mitzvahs. So veloisasu, lachayra, that's what v'lois ishmu means, you're not doing the mitzvahs. So what's the inyan of repetition? V'lois ishmu, v'lois asu. So Rashi again, as he does at the beginning, when he talks about the positive, v'chokosai telechu in tzvoisai tishmeru, v'lois asu means again that you're not being amelim b'toyra, v'lois ishmu, liyos amelim b'toyra, v'lois asu, and you won't be mekayim the mitzvahs. Two separate things. But I'd like to share with you the amazing words of Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, Nifloi Me'od, Kodesh Kadoshim, words of fire which are transcribed with some pen and paper in the words of Ohr HaChaim in this week's parasha. And for those who have, they should be able to look it up inside. How are we supposed to understand Lois Ishmu, not hearing, Veloy Sasu, the repetition of not being Mekayim Torah Cholila? And he says the following in Pasuk Yudalad V'Hemshach, Oid Nischaven Lahoyer Lev Nirdom, reading out together. This pasuk comes to be ma'orer the lave, the heart of everybody who is asleep in his avodas Hashem. Ki kol shehoylech bederech loy toiv. Anybody who's doing something which is not the way it should be, he's going on a mahalach which is not the mahalach of avodas Hashem. can happen, unfortunately. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says there's one problem which this person has, and only this is where the issue lies. Kol shehoylech b'derech lo yitoiv, vaday, it is 100% sure, shehushlal mimenu, there's one thing that's missing. Hushlal mimenu yediyas haboyri baruchu v'toivoysach v'animshach ma'avidosoy. What he doesn't know, what's missing from him, is the realization, the knowledge, the understanding about what Avodas Hashem is, what the toiva, what the goodness of Avodas Hashem entails, and everything associated with being Shaychus to Avodas Hashem. Ki bevadai. And these are the words Rabbi say, which we have to so much, as I say, I get so emotional even when I read them each time. Ki bevadai im yasig odom chelek echod. If a person would be masig, if he would realize, if he would understand, one small part, me arevus, yedidus, deimus, mesikus, anaf, me amfe oirelion. You know what that means, Rabbi says? Words which are even hard to translate in the whole heck of the healing of Eter Erecham HaKadosh. But what he's saying is the following. If a person would have a little bit of a feeling, of an understanding, of a connection to the sweetness, to the pleasantness, to the yedidus, to the closeness of the most pleasant kind of experience, of one small part, anaf ma'anfa elelyon, a little bit of shaychus to kedusha. If you would realize how much arivus, how much yedidus, how much ne'imus, and how much mesikus lies in a one small part of connection to kedusha, yives bileboy. And the Racham HaKadosh is not writing any kind of just exaggeration. He says things with the whole amitas atoira of the way it is and the way he feels it. If a person would have that kind of feeling, of a little bit of some shaychus to the amazing arevus, yedidus, ne'imus, mesikus, of a shaychus to kedusha, yives be'enof, it would be for him something despisable, something billy, something of no chashivus. Heyos be'olam hazeh melech amlochim, to be have the greatest position and the greatest covered, and all the inyonei olam hazeh would all be for him considered insignificant, and of a bozoi, Be'erach kiyum mitzvah achas. Klapa, the value of one mitzvah, all the tanugim, melech amlochim, the most influential person of the world, with the person who has all the money of the world, all the covered, everything that Olam Hazeh gives to a person, all collectively would be something which was bozoi, something of no significance, and even less than that. Be'erach, against and klapa the value of one mitzvah. Be'erach kiyum mitzvah achas. Zokter, therefore, the pshat, how does a person come to v'lo yisasu? How is it possible that a person shouldn't do mitzvahs Hashem? You know why? V'lo yisishma'uli, because you don't feel it, you don't hear it, you don't feel the beauty, the value, the arivas, ne'imas, mesikas, yedidas of that connection to Kedusha, and that's why it's v'lo yisasu. So he goes back to the pasuk and says, the pasuk, the repetition of the pasuk means v'im lo yisishma'u, pirish, loshen havana, you don't feel. You don't be masig, chelek, echod, for of the arevus, mesikus, ne'imus, yedidus, ma'anaf, anfei eli elyon. Then the result is that a person is not mekayim mitzvahs Hashem. But he says, nishtovos meisiv tzayin, are such beautiful words. Of the words, Or HaChaim HaKadosh, a person should, what we really need to do to be connected to avodas Hashem is not to drive ourselves by force to do mitzvahs, not to drive our family by force to do mitzvahs, but rather to be ourselves a little bit of closeness, a little bit of hisoiris, to connect to the arevus, ne'imus, mesikus, yedidus of Hashaychus to Kedusha. And when a person feels that, then automatically he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. Automatically for him, doing mitzvahs is something which is it's his pleasure, it's his tainug, it's his excitement, it's his enjoyment. And these are the words where Rechaim HaKodesh, he says, all the tanug, everything that a person should want to do, all the covered and all the tithe, all the money and the pleasure, the experiences and the holidays and the portfolios, put it all together. Melech HaMlochim Yivez Ve'enov, Sisav Em Kein Zach Rishvetz, is garnished. Be'erach Kiyam Mitzvah Achas, Ein Davanen, Ein Vot from Torah, Ein Kiyam HaMitzvahs, Ein Benshin, whatever it may be. That's way beyond calling Yonei Olam Hazeh together for somebody who has a little bit of a hasogah. But if somebody's holech b'derech lo yitoiv, there's only one problem. One inyan. This is where it is. Because he doesn't understand the arevus, ne'imus, mesikus, yedidus. Ah, heilige gewaltige Werte. Beautiful, Rabbi Yisrael. You've all heard it from me, and Be'ez Hashem will talk about it again. But this is what we really need to be ma'ir within ourselves as we prepare ourselves, taken for the onset of Shavuos, trachten mir about the neimus von Kabbalah Zotir, the Yedidas, mitzvahs, kima mitzvahs, is for us the greatest kind of tam. It awakens us to something very special about in our experience in life, which makes everything else in life worthless, be'erach mul kiyum mitzvah achas. The Eibush does a helfen taka, so alle sein gesund, we should all be helped, in alle inyonim, taka the inyonim, which was spoken about previously, I assume since last week, we mentioned the inyon of being careful, being controlled and disciplined in yoni chinuch at home, whether it's in use in the phones and other yonim of technology, machan al seder and make something controls and place limitations which work for you in ways that we can be mechanach our children properly. And those that like to be ma'ir attack other things, the elderly people of the kehila, I ask all of them that they should all find times and opportunities to get out a little bit. It's very important that the exercise, the welt, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is bria out there, especially in the spring, has got so much to offer in chizuk ha'gufa ha'nefesh. And keep ourselves going. I want to greet Be'ez Hashem, all the members of the Kehila Park, Bekorov, Abba, youthful and vibrant, everybody together. But it's something which is very important, safely and securely at the right times of the day, the right opportunity. But there's a welt out there that everybody has to keep themselves physically, importantly connected to. The other inyonim Be'ez Hashem I'd like to discuss with the Olim Be'ez Damnas, but now's not the time to be marich. One short zisavot I want to finish off with in a pasuk in Parshas Behar. The pasuk says, "The kiddushem is chamashim shana, the year of the yovel will have its kedusha, ukrosem dror ba'oretz lachol yoshveho, and you should give all the inhabitants should have freedom." Rashi says, "What does it mean? What is it the freedom referring to? La'avodim be'nirza, whichever eved we refer to goes out in yovel. We referred to this previously in the chinuch, but the question is, what does it mean ukrosem dror?" To all its inhabitants. It's not everybody who's gaining freedom, it's only relevant to the Avodim, as Rashi says. So who are it? Not everybody's an Eved Ivri. So why is that referred to as bringing freedom? And I once heard a very Zisa Taich that I'd like to share with you. And that is the following. When we have amongst Klal Yisrael, some people are less fortunate than us, like the case of Eved. Me, Baruch Hashem, I'm free, I can get about, I have what I need, I spend time with my family. But there's somebody down the road in times of old who's Eved, he's not at home and he's serving others and he can't spend his time freely, he's much less fortunate than I have. That affects us in a way that we can't enjoy ourselves, we can't enjoy the freedom of our life, the health of our life, the panosas, we can't enjoy our holidays, we can't enjoy various things if people around us and associated us do not have that, pleasure, do not have that freedom, they're incarcerated here, they're struggling over there. We cannot have no home for the world when other people are struggling. And I so too, bismaneinu cholile, if there are people who are not well, how can I enjoy my life when other people are struggling? Zot the Torah Kedosha, Abba, when the Yovel comes and the Eved goes free, then it's across them, throw lechol yoshveo. Everybody feels relief. Everybody feels happy. Everybody feels a sense of freedom for themselves because now nobody else is suffering. If others can enjoy their freedom, then I can enjoy the freedom. That affects me that I should be included in the dro lechol yoshveo. Thus, our soga for Nayid who care for each other. Rabbi say, well, thinking of each other, we care for each other. The Eidus will help them. We should all go out lechirus across them, dro lechol yoshveo. Alles, alles, ein gesund. Everybody should be happy, Mitzvah Shem, and everybody, as I say, should be able to get out with the Allah, Berchas, and Shefa for the Welt. There's our good Shabbos, it's Shabbos Chazak, Chazak, when it's Chazak, we'll be Mechazak in our situation, and Be'ez Hashem will be Mechazak each other, the Maisa Rabbi with which we share with each other, and Alein Yonim Avoid, and the focus of also Bichdig in the Welt, with the words of Erachayim HaKodesh, very much our guide to how we guide our lives and what's important for us in life always, and particularly in this man. Abraham gave me chizuk, sign avodas Hashem, was then atzlocha and with the kinder at home beis Hashem, and the families, the elder, the younger, as on azan tefridin, as on azan gebench, from our chizuk from this Shabbos, happily, healthily, a good Shabbos to all, and a grace of bracha v'hatzlocha l'chol yedidenu l'chalamei beis Yisrael.